The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with great value travel insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
All this week, Catherine Thomas is traversing the length and breadth of Ireland, revealing the identity of the new leaders of Operation Transformation in association with Safefood. So far this week, she has been in Wexford to meet Eilish Kavanagh, the cafe owner who admits that she's a bit too fond of the produce, and Veronica Horgan from Dunmanway in County Cork, who loves the Italian cooking of her Sicilian heritage. Carl Henry will be talking to me shortly. But first, Catherine Thomas, where are you this morning?
Hi, John, how are you? Can you hear me?
I can. You sound out of breath.
That's good. Well, I had to come into an office because we lost signal, actually. We were standing at the bottom of the stairs. So we've drafted in some workers here. We're again in somebody's place of work. So I'm going to sneak out now and make my way down the corridor.
Sounds good.
I have come up to Dundalk County Loud to meet Mark McArdle, who is sitting at his desk. Mark McArdle, sir, how are you doing? He's just taken his earphones out. He was listening in the radio. Give us a big hug. Congratulations. Well done, sir. Put those earphones on you. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
How does that feel? You are the next leader.
Oh, it seems as if we've lost our line.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, it's back again. It's back again.
I don't know what to say.
Mark.
I thought yesterday morning it sounded like it went up flights of stairs.
Oh, I see. We're having difficulty with the connection there to Mark in County Louth. Mark, can you hear me? We'll get Mark in a moment. Carl Henry, thankfully you're in front of me here in studio.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Just explain why Mark was chosen.
Yeah, Mark's going to be a fantastic leader. He's a leader in his community. He's a leader in work. And when he puts his mind to something, he does it. But the reality is he's put himself last. He's over 21 stone. He's got a 54-inch waist from recollection. And you know what? That's the most dangerous kind of fat you can have. He's a big, big guy, but it's all around the waistlines, the visceral fat, the most dangerous type we have. We know that. In terms of metabolic conditions, cardiovascular disease, stroke risk, it's all that visceral fat is really, really, really dangerous.
It's interesting because when I saw him in Santry last week, he didn't look, he's 6 foot, he didn't look that overweight. But yeah, when you say 21 stone, it's overweight.
He carries it, I suppose, quite well because he is over 6 foot. But again, it's his waistline. It's so dangerous. He has to get it down.
Mark McArdle, are you there?
John, I am. Thank you very much.
Mark, congratulations on being chosen as the latest Operation Transformation leader.
Thanks very much, John.
And how do you feel?
Well, at least the waiting has gone off. It's been the best laxative I've ever taken for a week. Just 20 minutes every morning. It's just been frightening for everyone involved. There's a real circle of people on Facebook and I think everyone's feeling the same. So
Sure. Yeah. And tell us something about yourself, Mark.
Well, I was 44 on Monday. I was hoping Catherine would have shown up with the cake on Monday. and as I said above, I'd like to think I'm only halfway through my life, but if things don't change, that wouldn't be the case. So,
and what about what about family, Mark?
Well, I've a fabulous wife and 5 kids. So, yeah, I think they were allowed to stay off school for a few minutes each morning this week. So, if it's a delay, gives an extra big shout out to them.
Yes. Well, you're one of the chosen ones now. And are you looking forward to it or are you a bit worried?
I'm so looking forward to it. It's like winning the lotto. It's the ultimate care package for somebody in my situation. So, I promise to do it justice and promise to everyone that even looks in on me that I'll give it everything.
Yeah, well, you're nearly 22 stone, as Carl was saying, so you have a lot of work to do.
I have, yeah. No, and as I said, it's all packed in between my waist and my shoulders, and yeah, a lot of work to do, but I'm sure Carl has a few tricks up his sleeve that he has me out with.
He's a big evil smile on his face here. Carl, you want to talk?
Sure, yes, Carl.
Carl, do you want to talk there to Mark?
Yeah, Mark, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Carl, how are you doing?
Listen, I'm fantastic. I'm expecting big things, Mark, to say the least. Look, just from chatting to you up in SportsLink, when you put your mind to something, you do it. You're a natural born leader in terms of your community, in terms of work, everything else you do, you're successful at. And you know what? Now it's a time for you. It's as simple as that. You're a young man, but you're very, very overweight. You're in the obese category with a huge waistline over 50 inches. This is the time to sort it out. There's no doubt about it. So I'm expecting massive things from you. I'm going to push you very, very hard. But the good thing for me, I know you have a great support network in terms of work, but also at home, you've got a great family, you've got a great wife and 5 kids who are going to be mini experts in helping you along and getting involved as well. You know, so look, I'm delighted you're on board. You're going to be a great, great leader. We've seen that in everything else you do, you lead from the front. And now is the time to put yourself first. You are the project, and it's time to lead yourself and lead the nation.
Yes, and Catherine is still there beside you, Mark.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Very good, very good. Well, finally, we managed to find number three, leader number three. So 3/5 of your work done at this stage, Catherine.
3/5 of the work done, and I swear to God, it makes it all worth it when I just see the face every time I burst into an office, which I've done the last 3 mornings. To see his face was just priceless. And generally we have to rely on the boss to let us in and into security and all that. And because this fella is the director, we've had to rely on Tim. Congratulations, Tim, who was sneaking around all of last night and this morning behind your back. So just on national radio, Tim cannot be fired for going behind the boss's back.
All right. Well, Catherine, thank you very much. You're in a different location tomorrow morning, and we'll catch up with you then. And Carl, it's the first man, the first male leader this week, so that he's going to be representing a lot of people out there.
He is, John. I think people really associate with him. You know, he's so busy. There's so much going on. He's got a family, the work, everything's going on. And Mark has put himself first, and people will really associate with that. He'll lead from the front. He'll be inspirational. He'll put the work in. He better put the work in, or I'll come down very hard on him if he doesn't. I think people will follow him. They really will, men particularly. And it's all about, with him, it's all about that waistline and getting that message out. Get your waistline down. If it's over 40 inches, you've got work to do to get it down below the 40 mark.
Carl Henry, thank you very much. Thank and you. Congratulations once more to Mark McArdle, our third Operation Transformation leader. And Catherine will be somewhere else tomorrow morning, and we'll see how she gets on. Back in a moment with Andre Rieu.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.